Good morning, Audio Boo Land. I'm sitting here getting ready to record the outro for the 100 Stories podcast. That'll probably take me the rest of the morning. And when I'm done with that, I'll post it on Audio Boo so people out there, you can check it out. I'd love to know what you think. I posted the intro yesterday. That was about a minute long, just some music and an introduction to what 100 Stories for Haiti is all about. And yeah, if you look back through the Audio Boos and you find it and you listen to it, I'd really love to know what you think about it. I'm going to record the outro today and I'll post that. And of course, you know, those will be featured, you know, at the beginning and the end of each show, each podcast. So I'm getting ready to record the outro today. I was also looking into how to record Skype calls because I'm going to be interviewing some of our fantastic authors over the coming weeks. And I have been using Wiretap Studio, and I've just run into some real problems with that. Wiretap Studio really is quite useful, so I recommend it for recording, just generally recording audio from your Mac. But when it comes to Skype calls, it can record Skype calls, but it's a little bit awkward. Especially if you're using a Samsung mic, which a lot of podcasters use because they're really great quality mics and they don't cost the earth. They really are, you know, I've been using it. I'm really happy with the mic and I'm really happy that, you know, I didn't have to go out and spend hundreds upon hundreds and hundreds of pounds on a, you know, a proper kind of studio recording mic. These are actually kind of they're USB microphones, these Samsung microphones, and they're just really fantastic quality for the money. They're really just perfect for podcasting. So, yeah, I recommend a Samsung mic. I was telling you about a cool recorder for Skype. I went off on one then, going all nerdy about my Samsung mic. Cool recorder for Skype. What's really fantastic about the piece of software is that it installs itself straight into Skype. So when you open Skype, a little extra window pops up asking whether you want to record the call. And you just hit record when you're ready, and it records the call. It's even got a little kind of level indicator, so you can see whether you're recording too hot or too cold. And then when you're done, you hit stop. And it automatically saves the file somewhere on your hard drive. You can nominate which file, folder to actually put the recording in. And then when you go to the folder, there's your recording of the Skype conversation. Initially, it's just one kind of QuickTime audio recording or video recording, if you like. It can actually record video calls as well. But I'm just going to be using it for audio purposes at the moment. You get one QuickTime file, but the really, really nifty thing is that QuickTime file has two tracks in it. So what you can do is you can actually split the two tracks into two separate recordings, two separate QuickTime files. One track is the guest that you've been talking to, so you'll be able to hear them talking, and when they're not talking, there's just complete silence. And the other track is you. You actually interviewing your guests and you can hear your voice, but when you're not talking, there's silence, which really is fantastic because you end up with two files, both cleanly recorded, which you can then import into Soundbooth or GarageBand, whatever you use for recording Skype interviews. And you can just edit them. You can, quite often when you're talking to someone, you kind of overlap them when you're talking. And that just eliminates that completely. You just get a clean recording of the other person's voice, you get a clean recording of your voice, and you can just edit to your heart's content and make yourself and the person you're talking to sound really funny and smart and amazing, which they are anyway, but you can make them sound even more funny and smart and amazing. So that's Cool Recorder for Skype. That's from Ecamm Software, ecamm.com. I really recommend that. I'm going to use that tomorrow when I do my first interview for the 100 Stories podcast. All right, running out of time now, so I'm going to get on with some stuff today. And everybody, just have a really fantastic Thursday.